This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Today would have been my dad's birthday. Dad died in October 2016 at the age of 92, so today he would have been 96. Dad didn't usually make a big deal of his birthday. Now, Mom's birthday was on February the 14th, so her birthday, being on Valentine's Day, was always a bigger affair. But Dad was low-key. Whatever was good for us on his birthday was usually good for him, as long as we didn't overdo it. What do you want for your birthday, Dad? Oh, y'all don't need to get me anything, he might say, and he meant it. And if we spent more than he thought we should have, which we usually did, he'd say, you shouldn't have done that. But he appreciated it all the same, and he let us know. There was one birthday that he did want us to celebrate. That was his 90th. He wanted everyone to come out to Lubbock, Texas, to Carillon Retirement Center, where he and Mom were. He let us know, and we all came. And Dad had a great time. He smiled all the way through the event. I think he knew he might not have many more birthdays after that one. I miss my dad every day, and especially on days like today, his birthday, and then on the anniversary of his death. Today I miss calling and singing happy birthday to him and hearing him say how much he was going to enjoy that shirt or cologne or whatever it was we sent him. I miss him on days when I can just call to talk and see what his opinion is about something. It didn't usually have to be something philosophical or political, but just anything that concerned me. I miss Dad knowing when something wasn't right. He could sense it when it happened. How you doing, he might ask. Fine, I might say, even when things weren't fine. Well, you don't sound fine, I can hear him say. What's going on? And then he'd listen. I miss that. In their book, How to Recover from Grief, authors Richard Lewis Dietrich and Nicholas Steele identify four phases of grief. Phase one, shock. Phase two, suffering. Phase three, acceptance. Phase four, growth. They admit from the beginning that those four phases are not as nice and neat and orderly as they appear on paper. Each phase has very ragged edges, they write. Today, I'm grateful that I've grown as a result of my dad's passing, and I grow every day, as painful as that growth sometimes is. But there is joy as well. I'm grateful that I can be a dad and a granddad to my kids. I can take in each moment with them as a gift. I can celebrate life with them. As Jennifer Williamson said, there's no expiration date on the love between a father and his child. My dad's gone, but love will last forever. So wrote Paul too in 1 Corinthians 13:8. So today, I'd love to say, happy birthday, Dad, just one more time, and hear his voice. Well, thank you, David. Go out this week and become the person God intends you to be, and then come back next week and join me right here. Here comes the